Okay, Das Tefillah, number 95. I'm gonna have a little bit of a short shiur tonight as I'm heading in a few minutes to the airport. But let's at least go a little bit further. What we talked about last time was that one of the purposes of tefillah is to remind us that everything is from one place. When things happen that we can appreciate, that we want, that's happening from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But even when things are coming from a different place, then we have to use the time that we spend in tefillah to recognize that everything comes from one source. And he ended with a medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, which you could see a little bit of at the top of the screen, that Tov zu midas hatov. When it says in the beginning of Bereishis that God saw everything was good, that means that he saw the good things. Ma'od, Tov Ma'od, it says by the sixth day at the end of creation, very good, Zumidas HaPeronos. That what we believe is that the good that we would have had is so much more enhanced by the fact that we have to go through difficult times. And the reward that we'll get in the next world, which is the ultimate goal, is so much more because of the difficult things that we have to see and the faith that it takes to go through them. So what he writes is, Bavodas Atfilo Vakorban Yeshna Horaas Gilu. In serving through prayer and sacrifice, we reveal that there's only one God, that all of this comes from one God. What we're gonna do tonight is a little bit difficult. I'll admit that I don't understand it fully. It's a summary of some of the things that we did, but let's do our best to get through this. He says, "Mimachus inyan hatfila, hu mitzias kirvas helokim mitoch otan nekudot shel choshech." One of the aspects of tefillah, one of the core aspects of tefillah, is to get close to Hashem, specifically through the moments of darkness. Hester panim v'yisurim, choshech, darkness, hester panim, when his face is hidden, and difficult times. As was said by the ultimate prayer, how do you say someone who prays? A prayer? Prayer, the ultimate person who prayed of Klal Yisrael, David HaMelech. He says, Gam ki elech begeitz al mavis, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil because you are with me. The kach hi ha-halacha, Shechayav Adam levarech al hara'ah, kashem shemavarech al hatovah. That a person has to say a bracha, a baruch dayan ha'emes, just like he praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the difficult, just like he praises God for that which appears on the surface to be good. Veha'omer al tov yizacher shemecha, mishatkimoto. And if a person says, God, you shall be known for all the good things that you do, implying only the good things, then you quiet the person down. Hatfilah v'ahoda'ah mufneit l'makor u'lishoresh hanhagot elu shel chesed. We have to train ourselves, first of all, through this bracha of Dayan HaEmes, and that's one of the things that he is talking about here, specifically brachos of prayers too, and specifically the prayer that we offer at a difficult time of Dayan HaEmes, that we should recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is even behind the things that are difficult. Now, by the way, we've turned Baruch Dayan HaEmes into a greeting, a sad greeting, a comforting greeting. But we shouldn't forget that Baruch Dayan HaEmes, at its core, is really a statement of faith, is really a prayer. It's a prayer which is a very, very powerful statement of faith. It's not simply a way to greet somebody, or to introduce that you're about to say something, very difficult. I think there's another reason why he says that prayer at its core is about darkness and is about God's face being hidden and about difficult times, because that's what drives us to pray. There's a very interesting piece by Yecheskel Levenstein, where Rav Chatzka Levenstein explains that as dark as a place is, as difficult as a place is, bringing God into that place lightens it, brightens it just a little bit. And that specifically using the difficult times in our lives to reach out to God is A, an act of faith, and B, is the beginning of the Geula. The beginning of the Yeshua is already there because we've attached him to this situation. We don't feel as alone. We know we're not as alone. So prayer at its core is meant for difficult times, is meant to say that we know that you are involved and you can control even the most difficult of situations. That's Aleph. Beis. Nisbar le'al shahamida b'midos hanhaga zu shel bar yisparach shehi shorish la'amud ha'avoda himidas hadin. Yira. He says that we've discussed before that at its core, there's an aspect of prayer that is about fear and is about judgment. The act of, we had this actually way, way back in the introduction of to the Sefer, and then again at the beginning of this chapter, that tefillah is at its core a very awesome experience. I stand myself up before God. I allow myself to be vulnerable. I ask that God find me innocent. I ask that he change things in Shemayim based on hopefully what I've done and finds me worthy. Umikan mitoreret ha-she'ila al etzem inyan ha-tfila. Sheharei tfila nikret rachamei. However, tfila is called mercy. Tfila is called in the Gemara in Brachos, is called mercy. The Gemara wants to know, how do you know that women are supposed to pray? The answer is, it's mercy. Everybody should be asking for mercy. V'harei zehi inyana le'orer harachamim. The purpose of prayer is to get God to be merciful. So ma mekoma b'mida zu mida sadin. So what is this interplay between prayer being a request for God to have mercy on us and prayer B, stepping into judgment with God? I hope I understand what his answer is. I know what the question is. Elakachu anyan. Oops. If we skip it, it's much easier to understand. Elakachu ha'inyan. This is what it is. Hamitpalel lahashem. Yodea sherishona lahanhagazu himidat hachesed. When a person approaches HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's supposed to remind himself that at the end of the day, God is doing whatever he does. He didn't need us here. He put us here as an act of chesed. The mere fact that we're alive, that our hearts are beating, that we're breathing, it all stems ultimately from chesed. Mida hamitgalet be'etzem hitavut habriya. That goes back to the creation of the world, to olam chesed yibaneh. There's no other way to understand the world, think about it, other than God wanting to help us out. Why would he create us in the first place unless he was trying to help us? He certainly didn't create us to punish us. He didn't create us to torture us. Sometimes we have to remember that the whole fact that we're here in the first place was because God brought us here to do us a favor. And that has to impact the way we look at everything else that happens. I didn't need to be born. I didn't need to wake up this morning. If I woke up this morning, it's because God wanted to give me something. He wanted to do a chesed. He did a chesed for me by waking me up in the morning. So one of the things we could do, and it's a very powerful way of looking at the world, is trying to trace all those rotten things that happened during the day and go back to the moment that I woke up. And say, wait a minute, God woke me up because he likes me. He woke me up because he loves me. Somehow, this fits in with this day that he gave me as a present. If we look at every single day as a present, as a gift, then even if there are places on that present, even if we cut our finger a little bit as we're taking off the wrapping paper, even if the bubble wrap the whatever wrap, that hard wrap, you have to take a razor to try to cut through it to get it open. And you cut your finger, you're not going to say to the person who gave you the present, why'd you give me something that was so painful? Even the pain has to be understood in the context of a gift that God gave us of life, a gift that God gave us of way, of a day of life. V'hi gam tachlita shel habriya, shlemut ha-hatava l'nivraim. And we learn this, that that's one of the ways to understand the entire creation of the world, was to let us, to give us pleasure. Midat ha-din nitzrechet l'inyanim shehu va'aru la'el. And therefore, midat ha-din, any difficulties we have, the fact that we have responsibilities, the fact that we're held to account, whatever God does within this gift that he gave us has to be understood in that context. Almost imagine some kind of crazy movie or crazy book where all these people are taken to an island in order to enjoy as a gift. You merit it. The person they want to give you. Whatever else happens out there, and everything is highly controlled, whatever happens out there, we have to be able to say, this must be part of the gift. This must be part of the present. This must be part of the chesed. Tfisa zu machlila et midat hadin b'shorish inyan hachesed shebabria. When we do this, we allow ourselves to realize that whatever din is there, whatever difficulties are there, whatever judgment is there, whatever experience we have to go through, and even if the experience of standing up before God is sometimes scary and embarrassing and makes us feel small, and the whole fact that we have to fight for things, we have to say to our Kaddish Baruch Hu, why? All of these difficulties have to be understood in the context of a day that's a gift. A day that's a gift. A life that's a gift. U'bekach yesh makom le'inyan harachami b'midazu. And therefore, there's room for rachamim within. Remember, again, Rabbi Osai, what is rachamim? Rachamim is the combination of din and chesed. It's din understood in the context of chesed. Right? It's din understood. It's a balance, where Kaddish Baruch Hu knows us, he loves us, and he's paying very close attention to what happens to us for the purpose of getting us the best possible result. That's what rachamim is. 3. Kshemidas hadin tovas onesh v'yisurim raim v'hamischaper mevi korban. When strict justice demands that there should be a punishment, right? And why should there be punishments? Because the punishments allow us to achieve more, to get more reward in the next world. The punishments push us to the right direction in this world, right? All the punishments we give is the punishments, we have to believe, of a loving parent who doesn't just let us do whatever we want to do. So when we bring a korban, again, another example of avoda, ein kavanosu chas v'sholom lefayes midazu kishela atzma. We shouldn't imagine that when I have to bring a korban to make up for a sin that I did, that the only purpose was because there's this objective goal of justice. I insulted God and he wants me to make it up to him. As if there's nothing in this for me. As if this isn't a present for me to be able to achieve a higher level, to be at a higher place. HaKorban hi hu bilti la'Hashem levado. We pointed out the Ramban says that a korban, every time it uses korbanos in the Torah, it always speaks of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that incorporates everything. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's making everything happen. The Zevach Elokim, Zevach le'Elokim yecharam. It's a interesting using of the pasuk poetically, but if you give a zevach to Elokim, yecharam, that's a bad thing. You shouldn't imagine that I'm paying for my sins, as if it's an objective judge and an objective legal system. Even when I've made a mistake, or even when I have to encounter the mistakes that I have, it's done with to get me closer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, not simply to pay off my debts. Kol pniyah lemida zu bifnei atzma hi me'inyan cheta egel. Any pniyah to this particular mida, the Ramban says that the source of the cheta egel, it's one of those Kabbalistic Rambans, the Ramban says that the source of the sin of the cheta egel was trying to relate to the din only of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can't explain that Ramban right now. Instead, when I relate to my sins, when I relate to my mistakes, when I relate to din, when I have to pay a penalty, I realize that that's connecting me back to God. That's not a punishment that I need to get for something. It's there to restore the relationship. And finally, ha'emuna shebekoach ha'korban l'shanot et ha'din, Habitachon, the trust, shebekoach hatfila, likroa gzeira ra'a, to burst through a harsh judgment, ulahafcha midin l'rachamim, and to turn it from judgment to mercy. Hiya emuna biyuchudo yitbarach, that is the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shehu yitbarach ha'makor hayachid, that's really kind of what I explained also as part of number one. By turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, I know you can get rid of this problem, what am I effectively saying? I'm so confident you can get rid of it because I know that you brought it in the first place. Every prayer is appropriate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he's the one that created the situation in the first place. Why would I turn to anybody else? Of course, you want to turn to a third party to save you from the second party. But the most effective thing is to figure out who's doing this to you in the first place and to say, why are you doing this and do you need to do this to me anymore? So tefillah in every way is taking the difficult parts of our life, taking the parts of our life that seem to be din, that seem to be punishment, that seem to lack the presence of God, and bringing God to that. Let's go just a drop further. Ta'ut number three. Again, we're talking about the fact that prayer corrects all of these mistakes, right? The mistake that there's two forces out there. That was the last one, that there's a God of good and a God of bad, right? Mistake number three is believing that there's such a thing as teva. Believing that there's such a thing as nature, which exists outside of God. That's a little different than saying there's two gods. You're not really saying that Teva is a god, but you're saying Teva exists. There's such a thing as nature. It may not have a mind. It may not have a conscious, but it exists. He das hamon ha'anashim. This is what a lot of people believe, he says. This is, again, back to the da'as tvunos of the Ramchal. He das hamon ha'anashim. Many people believe shechoshrim shedivrei ha'olam hazeh hochim lofi chukot tivam. They think that the world goes according to the laws of nature. Shehitbia habore betachtonim. Shehitbia habore betachtonim. Most people make this terrible, tragic mistake. They admit that God created the world. They know that God created nature. But they think that nature now functions independently. Vishishtadlutam vacharitzutam hu hamo'il. And God created a thing where there's cause and effect. And therefore, I know he created the whole world. But once he created it, if I do X, then Y is going to happen. Vaatzlutam, and if they're lazy, hu hamazik. That's what causes the problems. Why didn't I have a good year in business? Because of my efforts or lack thereof. Odamru, or they say, Hakol taloi b'mazel u'mikre echad lakol, where they say everything's random. My efforts don't even do anything. It's all fate. Ve'ein kan el aderech hativi. I can't even stand up against nature. Lo yoter im lehitiv im lara. He says, Shorish echad l'deot elu afal pisha toldo tam hafuchad. With this we'll end. He says, these two beliefs, which we all believe on some level, we may not believe there's two gods, but we all are stuck giving a certain amount of credence to nature as it appears before us. And we'll have to continue with this the following week. It's so hard to see past nature. Effectively, thinking that I'm in charge or thinking that no one can be in charge is effectively the same thing. HaRishonim omrim she'hakol taloi behishtadlut. The first view says it's all about effort. V'ha'acharonim sholulim klal ve'ikir et yecholet ha'adam l'shanot tevar b'masav. The second one says that man can't do anything. It's all fate. Amnam yisod echad l'hashkafot elu. There's one source to these two beliefs. V'hu ha'tfisa et marechet ha'teva. We perceive the world of nature kemitziut muchletet, as if this is what it is. These are the laws of nature. The laws of nature. Asher ein me'alea borei asher birtonohu mekaima behat madata. There's no force over it. God created it. He left it. He certainly created it. How could something so complex be created by itself? I don't believe that all these things, that the human brain could have been an accident. He created it. But you know what else he created? Physics and rules. And those rules effectively run the world. Asher ein me'alea borei asher birtzono. Birtzono hu yachol lahashbisa, and God, whenever he would want, can stop it. O lishanot sedareha, and change. And we'll have to see what that means. We don't think God does miracles every day like that. Right? If you jump off a building, you can be pretty certain what's going to happen next. V'zot kirtzono u'bihiti achuso yitbarach l'masei b'nei adam. Okay, so next time we're going to look into this idea of nature. And that nature, we know, is probably the most difficult mistake that we all make. It is so hard when we go through a medical procedure, when we take a pill, and the pill is very effective. So what are we supposed to believe about? Are we really not supposed to believe that the pill made a difference? I'm feeling all congested. I take a Sudafed. I feel much better an hour later. So what am I supposed to believe about that? That the pill was a placebo? And that really, it's not even in my mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a miracle and made me feel better. That happens every time I take a Sudafed. An hour later, God does a miracle and makes it. So we'll have to understand that. This is a very difficult place to live. But at least in the back of our minds, we're going to need to understand what this means. That nature is not everything that it's cracked up to be. Okay. Emir Tzashem, I do hope to be able to give shir next Tuesday night. I'm landing already Tuesday morning. I may be a little foggy, but sometimes I'm foggy. You notice that. That's not a new thing. Emir Tzashem, we will see you next Tuesday night. Have a great week, everyone.
Safe travels. Enjoy.
Have a safe trip, Rabbi.
Amen, amen. Thank you.
Enjoy the grandchildren. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much. Enjoy.